John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool that is called in the Hebrew language Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of sick people, of blind, those who walked with difficulty, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season to the pool and troubled the water. Whoever then after the troubling of the water stepped in was healed of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there who had had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The invalid man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was healed, and picked up his bed, and walked. And that day was the Sabbath day. The Jews, therefore, said to him that had been healed, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He that made me well said to me, 'Pick up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Which man is that who told you to pick up your bed and walk?" And he that had been healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had gone away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you've been healed. Don't sin any more, or something worse could happen to you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And so the Jews persecuted Jesus and looked for a way to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, "My Father works until now, and so do I." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever things he does, these also the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For as the Father raises up the dead and makes them live, even so the Son makes alive whomever he wants to. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son, so that all men would honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. He that doesn't honor the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Don't be surprised at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I don't seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. If I testify of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that testifies about me, and I know that the testimony that he testifies about me is true. He is sent to John, and he testified to the truth. But I don't receive testimony from man, but these things I say so that you'll be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a while to rejoice in his light. But I have more important witness than from John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, those works that I do testify about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you don't have his word living in you, for whom he has sent you don't believe. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they testify about me. And you will not come to me so that you can have life. I don't receive honor from men, but I know you, that you don't have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you don't receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from each other, and don't seek the honor that comes from God only? Don't think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, and that's Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote about me. But if you don't believe his writings, how shall you believe my words?